Hi everyone in Audio Boom Land. We're rather behind. It's February day 11, and today's subject is the five things associate with your country. But as I thought, as I'm in the US at the moment, and Buffy has been over in the UK, I thought we'd kind of swap it around. So Buffy will tell you her five.
You will go first.
I will tell you my five favourite things about the US, and Buffy will tell you five of her favourite things about the UK. So, in no particular order, this is going to be difficult, actually. Okay, number one. Corn dogs.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I really love corn dogs. I don't know what it is about them. I do like corn dogs.
You've had them once. You'll have them more. We have plenty in there.
Mm-hmm. Number two, when I was over 18 months ago on an actual vacation, this was before I met Buffy, we spent some time in New York. And I did like that. There's two things I liked, actually, so this should be two and three. I quite like the vibe of, like, downtown New York. It was kind of bustling and without being overcrowded. I mean, like, Times Square was really crowded and that was awful, but the general spread of New York was kind of busy but not massively overcrowded, and it was just a nice vibe. There was lots of different sounds, and yeah, so it was just a good atmosphere. So, and number three was the way that, and I realised that not all US cities are like this, but the way everything is set out in blocks, so it's really easy to kind of find your way around. You know, for example, like I said, I was on a vacation, and it's a load of it's blind people that go on vacation with sighted people as guides, and I was actually directing my sighted guide back to the hotel because she hadn't got a clue. So that's three, four. I think the fact that, especially, mind you wouldn't associate it with the US. I was going to say the fact that, like, when I was here in the summer, you could sit out at night. Well, you can do that in the UK, so you can do it in any climate that's. This is difficult. I actually don't think I've spent enough time here to really. To get the whole kind of spectrum of life. But I have an inkling that Buffy's going to say exactly the same as me in this respect. But the people that I've come across, you know, seem very polite, seem very upfront. I've always had good service. Nothing's been too much trouble. You don't normally get that in the UK. It doesn't seem like a normal thing. Or maybe it's the you treat people from different countries better, like, and you treat your own with a little bit of contempt. So that's four. And five. Five. American football. How could I forget American football? Yeah, so American football. Wow.
Wow. Wow. Oh, she's in here.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. Come on then.
Do you want a bath, pussy?
Yeah.
That sounds bad. Obviously not. So.
She meowed at you.
Over to the UK. Five things about the UK.
Curry. Love it. Absolutely love it.
So you love curry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the Chinese food better over there too.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, because over here, if you ask for sweet and sour chicken, you just get the chicken balls.
Right.
With sauce.
Okay.
Let her out.
Oh, is she in?
Yeah, she's in here, I'm pretty sure.
How about them? Let's see. Yeah, have a phone.
Oh, I have the phone now. Number three.
Three? What happened to two?
Oh. Yeah, sorry.
One was curry.
Yeah, and then I said the Chinese stuff.
Oh, right, okay.
I can count, just because he can't. Just kidding. I find going into shops over there that people are much more polite and more friendly. Maybe it's like Darren said, maybe they treat people that are not from the UK a little bit better. I don't know. I think that's a little silly, but I mean, maybe they do. And I quite like I'll put it into one. I quite like the tennis and the football there. Don't know anything about cricket yet. Want to learn, but I don't know. And one of the biggest things for me, when going into airports and things like that, your assistance over there in the UK is far better than what you get in the US. Much, much better. In the US, they promptly want to say, here, have a wheelchair. No, I will walk. Thank you very much. It to me, it's like they just can't be bothered. The assistance that we had in Atlanta on the way to Indianapolis was anything but great. The two people that were helping us were chatting amongst themselves. If there was something in the way that they thought was in the way, they'd promptly just yank you out of the way instead of saying something. And just, I don't know, I felt like a puppy dog on a leash. It's like, should I start wagging my tail and barking, or what's the deal? But yeah, there's plenty more things. I mean, I like the online shopping. Here, you're very limited to the amount of shops that you can shop online. And I mean, as far as groceries and things go, you don't have that many choices. And over there, you have several. So, very, very good. What?
Chocolate.
I'm getting to it. Okay. So I have more than five. Shut your face. Chocolate is amazingly good. You can't beat it. You honestly, you can't. I mean, even we brought some chocolate back for my parents, and my mom is just like, the galaxy is so good. She loves it. And she likes Maltesers and just many, many different things. But the chocolate over in the UK, it can't be beaten. I mean, maybe there are other places that have it just as good, but nah. People think Hershey here is the thing. Nope, sorry. My mom said Hershey tastes like X-Lax.
Well, she is.
But yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'm looking forward to going back. Not that I'm not having a great time here, because we are. We're doing things and having a good time, but that's, yeah, it's just where I need to be. So I will give him the phone back now, because I'm sure he's going to waffle on.
Actually, I'm not going to waffle on, because we were just doing our five things.
Yeah, I know, and I have
25. Yeah, so, but you, I'm trying to think of one or two other things that you noticed about the UK. Oh, the braille labelling.
Oh, that is huge. Absolutely right. We don't have anything like that here. Like, on your boxes of medication and things, and, like, some cleaning things. Are you kidding? In America, they wouldn't dream of that.
I find that incredible.
They would not dream of it.
Forward thinking.
And I love the way that the currency is different sizes. Very
easy. I was just going to mention that. The one thing I do really dislike about this country is the currency, the way it's all the same size.
It's very easy. It's
horrible.
Yeah, it's very easy to distinguish here. I like it.
There.
Yeah.
Not here.
There. Well, I'm associating here as where it should be. Well, I mean, oops.
Right, that's it for February day 11, and we'll be back sometime today with day 12, 13, 14.
Yeah, we're catching up.
We're well behind, but we're catching up.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.